critics are calling Just Mercy powerful.
This is my dad, sir. He ain't do nothing wrong.
It will shake you to your soul.
You killed my family, sir, you!
When you take a black man and you put him on death row a year before his trial, when any evidence proving his innocence is suppressed, that's not justice. That's not right.
Michael B. Jordan and Jamie Foxx are Oscar worthy. Just Mercy in cinemas January 17.
You ain't quitting, is it?
No, sir.
Certificate 12A.
WD Black Storage Solutions provide the performance, capacity, and reliability to help you stay in the game and play without limits. Level up your PS4 or Xbox with our storage solutions with larger capacities and higher performances. Never delete a game again with up to 5 terabyte capacity on our portable drives. Save 5% on selected WD Black P10 gaming hard drives when bought with any game console, game, or accessory with promo code WDBLACK5. Visit the WD Black range at curries.co.uk.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, the Bay Area Betches.
Betches!
You're the Wyndham beneath our wings, Joe Wyndham. Oops, she did it again, it's Brittany Montano. Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels!
Ava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
He makes us squee, it's Richie D.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Ashley Schiavone, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
One day you're Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Higher than high res, it's Lauren Perez.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Hannah, God, I love that banana.
Anderson.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie. Let's take off with Tamala Plain.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Yes, we should with Carrie Bridgewood.
Lourdes, the Lourdes of the Rings.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible Edible Matthew sisters.
Give them hell, Miss Noel. Kelly Stump, the Stump Master.
Always ready for Nicole Passaretti.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. No one can do it like Andrea Jewett.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD. Nancy, cease and desisto. We love you guys. Well, hello and happy new year. Welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap we love to talk about on Bravo. Hi, it's me, Ronnie. You can also find me over on the Rose Pricks podcast, which starts again tonight for Pilot Pete, that handsome little devil. And joining me as usual, except not as usual, because it's 2020 now. It's totally different. Look, everybody, it's Ben Mandelker. Hi, Ben.
Hey, Ronnie. What's going on?
Nothing. So glad to be back with you. You guys can find Ben over on the Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, which is a really hilarious cartoon that Ben writes and produces and acts in and stars in and, you know, stays thin for. You can find that over on YouTube. Ben, I've missed you, babe.
I miss you too, and I feel bad. I was like, now that I have like a week off, I am going to put up my new episode of Real Housewares of Kitchen Island. And of course, I spent none of my time working on it. So production delays, everyone. But at least I did put up a little I dedicated like 12 hours of one day making a little Real Housewares Christmas song. So I did that. So as usual, I'm up to really nothing in my life.
That's not true. You just did some amazing nominations for the Watch What Crappy Golden Crappy Awards, the Watch What Crappens 2020 Golden Crappies in Los Angeles, California on the 17th, which is like
next
so
week.
Soon. It's crazy.
That's next week, actually. It's crazy. And last year we had the polls open for like a month. This year they're only open for 10 days. We're just sort of making it short and quick. So if you want to vote for that, there's a link right on our website, watchcrappens.com, but it's all over our social media. So as long as you follow our social media, you'll find all the links. But just go to watchcrappens.com and vote we've already had the polls have been open for about 4 hours, and we already have about 3,300 votes, which is amazing. Last year we had 11,000 total. I'm hoping this year we get to 20,000. It doesn't really impact anything. It's just I love numbers going up.
You're a beautiful mind.
I like records and numbers, and I like beating them. I want to be like, we had 20,000 votes.
I actually saw that Instagram is flirting with the idea of getting rid of likes. Like, they've stopped taking the number of likes off of some posts, so you can't see how many likes there are. And I was like, let's just say like 20 times. I was thinking, wow, what's Ben going to think? I know Ben loves the numbers.
Yeah. I would be very distraught if I had no likes, if I could not tally up likes. It's very important for me.
Yeah, okay? Thanks a lot, Instagram. And then it's like the meeting of people at Instagram. And then the world will start hugging again, talking to each other in real life. No, that's not how it works.
Yeah. Instagram. We need feedback. We need to feel liked.
Yes. Okay? Point is, I don't leave the house. Also, guess what? We are going to leave the house because we've got a lot of live shows. So here's a list of cities for you guys, okay? There's the crappies. Then there's Detroit, Columbus, Austin, Houston, Birmingham, Hoover, New Orleans, Kansas City, which is also known as Lawrence fucking Kansas, Omaha, Salt Lake City, Vancouver, Orlando, Charleston, Oklahoma City, Asbury Park, New Jersey, Washington, D.C., San Francisco, and Boston. Go get your tickets for those. We are so excited to get back out there giving hugs and, you know, candies and live shows. So go check
hugs
those
and
out.
Candies. You sound terrifying. We should also mention, by the way, huge, huge shout out. When we first started going on the road, our first booker, the lady who would sort of like book us in various places around the country, Amanda, she got married over the weekend, and she's also a big Crappens listener. It's not just like random. So give a big shout out to one of our own in our community, Amanda, who got married. Congratulations, Amanda.
Love you, Amanda and Walter. Kisses, hugs. Can't wait to meet Ronnie and Ben, your little twins that you're going to have one day.
Yes.
You guys, go to watchitcrappens.com for live show links and our Crappens on Demand videos. We're going to be doing Vanderpump Rules and something else this week, but for sure,
yeah,
Vanderpump
something.
Rules, the premiere. And you'll also find all our bonus episodes there, become a premium sponsor, all that. Thanks to everything you guys do for us. We have loved being with you for all these years. And you know what? We can stay here till we're 900 years old. That's it.
I know, because we're coming up on our 9-year anniversary later this month?
That's crazy.
Is that crazy, right? Did we start 2011 or 2012? I always forget.
Who cares? The point is, I'm hotter. I'm hotter than I was then. So, thanks. Okay, so let's get on with it. It's our first show back. We've actually taken off a full week, which is nuts. I don't know that we've ever taken that much time off in a row.
We've taken a full week off before, but usually, like, it made sense. Like, there was nothing else on. But Bravo was like, oh, great. Let's just actually put, like, a huge amount of content out while they go on vacation, as if they consider us, you know. So that was what was hard. It was the first time that we've taken a week off when there's been like big new episodes airing.
Yes. And
we both were off.
Yeah. What a week. There was a lot happening on Bravo. So we're going to do our best to catch up as we go along. Real Housewives of Atlanta was not one of those. Real Housewives of Atlanta really keeps promising us at the end of every episode that we're going to get to this hotel room fight.
Yeah. They did. Yeah. Two weeks ago, they actually like had a promo where they said next week and they showed the fight, and now it's been 2 weeks and we have still not seen the fight.
I know. And they just keep showing it at the end of every episode, which scares me about what they have. But it's also funny because Kenya is so offended that Eva said she doesn't want to take her kids around. She doesn't know Kenya's energy yet, so she doesn't want to bring her kids around. And then someone is almost pushed into pregnant Eva while she's sitting on the couch. So there you go. You know, it's like psychic fear. She was actually right to be afraid.
Yeah. But, you know, Atlanta has been entertaining. I've enjoyed it way more than last season, even if it's like it hasn't been like, you know, popping off, but it's been definitely entertaining for sure. So it feels like it's back on track. And I'm not going to say it's because of Kenya, but I will say it's because of Kenya.
It's not because of Kenya. She's a monster.
Yeah, shows need their monsters, okay? Well, they need the proper monsters, right? Like, Nini is a monster because this has been my ongoing theory for, like, 2 years. Nini is, like, not the monster that we need because she is, like, a monster in real life. She actually thinks she's too big for this show, you can tell. Kenya is a monster within the confines of Atlanta. She's, like, she's a monster, like, this is my job to be a monster, so I will be a monster on camera and I'll be a monster to everything. Nini is actually just, like, a monster, and, like, you can really feel the difference. And she's, like, not as entertaining as she used to be. Although, she did say something this week, I don't remember what it was, but we'll probably come upon it as we go through our notes, that did make me laugh. So, I mean, Nini still has some... There's some potential for her, but she's basically a lost cause. I mean, she was nominated for the worst and the crappies, so.
Yeah. Nini is the worst. She's been the worst. I don't think there's any coming back for me with Nini. It's just too much. You know, some housewives have a bad season, and then they come back, and you're like, oh, I guess they were just in a bad mood last year. And now everything's great again.
The poster child for that.
Well, Camille Grammer just shut her mouth. Remember the first season she was the worst, and then the next season she's like, I just won't say anything this year. Except maybe, yeah, the worst. And it worked, totally worked. And then she came back finally all these years later and was like, guess what? I'm going to say a lot of things again because I have opinions that matter. And now guess what? Stupid. We all hate you.
Yeah, but at the same time, though, Beverly Hills, like so many of the people in that cast, have just gotten so awful and annoying and cloying that Camille just being a monster, it worked. It was like she's an anti-hero. She's just the monster that show just really needs right now.
Yeah, and it was way before the new year, but as we go into this new year, it's really important to remember who the real monsters are, as Camille educated us, you know, the people who are hurting poor Brett Kavanaugh.
Okay. The real monsters. Those are the monsters.
So here we go. Of course, Nini has shown up to this trip. They're all on this trip to Canada.
This is a Tanya extravaganza. Tanya is losing her mind. I mean, pretty much, Tanya is like on level 11 right now, and she is losing her mind. And so they are all staying at this hotel, and they are on the rooftop of this hotel for like cocktails. And basically, Cynthia is where last week left off is that Cynthia is confronting Kenya about ruining the surprise, the engagement, even though it didn't ruin the surprise, but like the mentality behind it. Like, why would you do that? And so while she's confronting her about this, Nini just walks in and joins the group.
Yes, late. You know,
because
she can't travel with everybody else. She has to do her own thing. She tries to make this big entrance, and no one will let her make this big entrance.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, hi, Nini. Okay, so we're in the middle of something. So let me finish, Kenya. This moment. Mm-hmm. Been planned for months. And Kenya's like, I received that. And by the way, yes, ring. Yes, ring. Yes. And then everyone starts talking about how romantic it was. And Nini's sitting there slurping.
They're basically rubbing it in. Yeah, Nini's slurping, and Eva's like, oh, it was such a moment. And Tanya's like, oh, I'm really sorry. I missed it. I would have flown in if I could have. I would have used my own two arms, just used the power of love to get there.
I would have used the power of my love for Canada. This Canada. We're in Canada right now. Hi, Nini. Welcome to Canada. This trip is called Tanya's trip to Canada, Tanya.
This trip is called Tanya in Toronto. We'll start with tea, and tea is being served right now with this truth-telling session in Toronto, Canada.
So Nini's like, I guess me not being there was kind of weird. You know, I would have loved to be there, but it's just out of my control. It's not out of your control. You're a horrible human being, okay? Yeah. You're a horrible human being. You were a horrible human being to her. And you can't just walk back on here and act like you have no idea what happened. It was on TV.
Exactly. And I just love the way they're all just, you know, they're totally ignoring Nini, and as Tanya's saying how she's so sorry that she missed it, Portia's like, oh, you weren't there? Oh, that's true. It was so sweet. Oh, it was so sweet, so lovely. Just, like, really, you know, like, showing both, like, that it was so great, like, implying, like, oh, sorry you missed it, Nini, and then also, showing that they were so sad that Tanya wasn't there, but not saying that they were sad that Nini wasn't there. It was great.
Yes, and then Yovana comes in. Now, I don't know what Yovana's really doing, But she's going through a whole Housewives trajectory just in 5 minutes. Like, she just changes every episode, you know? She went from being completely crazy drunk trying to start a fight to now she's like a blonde and she's talking in a little baby voice now.
Yeah, she has like a Heidi Montag wig. It's so strange. It's like it's a Heidi Montag wing like manufactured by Kim Zolciak. I don't know what's happening with that thing.
Yeah, that is not the cutest wig. But her whole personality has changed now. She's like, I'll try this personality now. Guess what? Still not really working. Sorry. But, you know, I will give her credit for even trying with this cast because this is a hard cast to break into. There's a bunch of huge personalities.
Well, I mean, basically, Yovana had sort of like an extended cameo moment last season. I mean, she basically was in one episode, and I think that they probably like brought her back for another scene because she was so popular. Because everyone loved, like, I'm that bitch from Clark. And so everyone, you know, I think she made such a splash that the producers like wove her into a scene late in the season. So now they're like, okay, everyone likes Yovana. We are putting her on screen. So she's like, ooh, this is my moment. I'm like recycling all my cans and I'm saving up for a nice new wig and I'm going to make a splash again. Like, I'm going to earn a spot, you know? And so she's trying her hardest.
Yeah. She's even kind of quoting herself already because she's that bitch from Clark. And so she got a jacket bedazzled bitch, but it doesn't know. It's that bitch. Like, quote yourself correctly, you know? It's not just it's any bitch. Like, it's that bitch.
Yeah, it's also, like, not fun when you take ownership of the mockery like that. Like, I guess it's probably, like, healthy for you. But it's like when Kyle Richards started saying goodbye, Kyle, and then started claiming that she's the one who made it viral because, like, she and Faye Resnick drove by Sir and, like, yelled it at a busboy or something like that. Like, no, you did not make it viral. It was podcasters like the two of us and others in our podcast circle who made it viral. It was not you, Kyle Richards.
It was Ken who made it viral. Goodbye, Kyle.
Ken said it. I felt like she was trying to rob it from us, honestly. Did not like that.
Kyle. Oh, my God. In a world where Kyle would actually care. Oh, Kyle, come here. Let us hug. Ouch. You've stayed
And then when people got mad at Kyle for trying to, like, take ownership of it, she actually had the balls to then do the sob story about, like, oh, she's been teased and this and that, and she was just trying to take ownership of it because it's been really hard for her, and, like, you know, she was just trying to turn a negative into a positive. Shut up, Kyle.
Yeah, shut up, Kyle. Goodbye, Kyle. Kyle was bullied by goodbye, Kyle. I mean.
I also have to make an announcement just so we're, like, all on the same page here. I have a really annoying, you ever get like a canker sore on your tongue, like those little canker sores? I have a tiny little canker sore on the very, very, very tip of my tongue. And like every time I talk, it like hits my tongue, hits my teeth, and it's like zap, 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 zap. So it's like making me talk in weird ways. So if it sounds like at any point I have a sucking candy in my mouth or whatever, it's just me trying to like have canker sore pain prevention experiences. And so I apologize if it sounds weird over here on this end.
Well, I have to give you credit. It does not slow you down one single bit.
Wow, thank you for that, Ronnie. I appreciate that sentiment.
I sound like that every day because my tongue gets too big for my mouth. So, you know, fun facts.
Yeah, well, the tip of my tongue is like a little swollen too. So I'm going through a lot over here. Okay, and now we're talking about Kyle Richards, and I'm just triggered.
It gave you a little cold sore on your tongue.
And my cold sore is wearing a little red fedora to make it worse.
Well, to make your cold sore worse, let's just put it in a van.
Oh, it's a canker sore, not a cold sore.
Oh, sorry, canker sore.
Please not disseminate that sort of information.
Sorry if you're a cankle sore. It's your Kyle Richards cankle sore.
It's a canker sore, not a cankle sore.
I just like the word cankle. Okay, the cankles. Point is, damn it, we're going to be here 20 hours today. The point is, they get on a van 20 times in this episode. That's all they do. They're like, hi! There was one point where they literally got out of the van for 2 minutes. Like, okay, ladies, let's go back in the van. Then they went back on the fucking van.
There were more scenes shot inside that van than an entire season of The Amazing Race.
So they go to a parade for the King and Queen floats.
Yeah, I love this, by the way. It's every time we see all this like mania around the carnival, I just think back to when we did the season preview and I stupidly got onto this strange soapbox from like, carnival in Toronto, that's Brazil's thing. And I went above and beyond declaring why this is the most hilarious thing ever that Toronto would claim. And meanwhile, it's like huge and I'm an idiot. So every time I see it, I just like laugh at just my own.
It really is so huge. I was huge. Thinking, well, maybe Tanya's just saying it's huge, you know, because Tanya's
that's what I thought
so
it was.
Excited about everything. But then, nope, it's really, wow.
Yeah, I think that's where I thought it was. It's like, of course, Tanya says, oh, Toronto was a huge carnival. Whatever, Tanya, it's Toronto. But it's it's like huge.
Yeah. And people in Canada are so nice. No one even complained.
No one did. Everyone was like, maybe we got a mild correction.
Yeah. They're like, it's okay. You know, he'll figure it out one day. Yeah. I didn't even know what it was or the difference. I had just been to the Rio Hotel in Vegas. My parents used to love to go there, and they would do a carnival parade every single night at a certain time, you know?
Like every hour on the hour.
That was the coolest thing to me as a kid. I was like, wow!
I just think of Kathy Lee Gifford on Carnival Cruise Lines.
And oh, jeez.
Here we go. That's the carnival that I'm talking about.
So Nini is trying with us. Nini's trying this thing where she's like, I'm just going to pretend I never did anything wrong and everybody's being mean to me and I'm going to be hilarious. And she's like, mm-hmm. I love the carnival. I've been shaking my bonbon for years. Oh, so I just, every time she came on, I just wrote, shut up.
So they get back in the van and then they head back to the hotel and then some of the women go to sleep, but then a bunch, reconvene in Nini's room. It's basically Marlo and Candy. Candy's the only full-time cast member talking to Nini at this point, and Yovana. And Candy's like, see now, Riley, how come you were as quiet as a mouse all day? Which is funny because it's all my squeak. But either way, I'm not. You know what? I'm not gonna go. I will not get on a soapbox about this.
About quiet what? Quiet
mice
as a mouse.
Quiet. Aren't mice loud?
No, mouse aren't loud. They're very quiet. That's how you don't know you have them until it's too late and they're overrunning everything and giving children, you know, the bubonic plague or whatever. Or I think those are rats.
I don't know.
Are louder.
Rats are definitely louder than mice. They're just bigger.
Guess what? Horses are louder than rats. So. So Nini's like, what? I didn't even know what you guys were talking about at this. You know, I was so lost. I mean, I guess it was something about a proposal.
Mm-hmm.
She's exhausting, okay? We're 5 minutes into the actual episode, and I'm exhausted from her. So Candy's like, well, why would Kenya try and ruin this surprise for Cynthia? And she's like, yeah, you know, then they moved over to the fight of Kenya and Marlo. You know, Kenya bringing in the marching band to Marlo's.
Mm-hmm.
Edge party.
Yeah. No. It was the wig party. Candy was bringing the edge.
The wig party, right. She was, Candy was bringing the edge marching band into the wig party.
Yes. Yeah. So they're talking about that, which
just
then
listen
leads
to yourself. Do you ever just stop sometimes and just try and listen to what you're saying? Like, what the fuck are we even talking about?
Like about 30 seconds ago, we were talking about the comparative loudness of mice. And then 15 seconds before that, carnival. So, you know, the thing is, so they're just talking about that. And then this then leads to Snakegate and who is doing the recording. Because Candy feels she's stuck in the middle. Because Nini told Candy that there was a recording. Then Candy told Cynthia. And now this whole thing is happening. It's a scandal that truly no one cares about. Like, I have passing interest in it. Like, I'm like, I just want to know. But, like, you can tell no one really cares because no one's, like, screaming or fighting about it.
Here's why I care. Because I want to record conversations. So... how do you do that? Because it's very difficult. I've tried different ways because of how we record this podcast. We record on Skype, right? So obviously we know that way. But I was like, but how do you do it from your iPhone? What's a way? But you have to sign up for all these different things and then people get notified if you're recording. So anyway, point is, whoever did it has some very sophisticated.
I think it was just a voice memo. I think it was just like, I assume it was just Yovana on a voice memo, the voice memo app, and just because it was in person. I don't think it was over the phone.
Oh, well, never mind. I strike all that from the record.
Okay. So Candy basically asked Nini if she record like who recorded the conversation. And Nini is like eating like flaming hot Cheetos and she just like opens her mouth. You know how Nini does that thing just in general where she like squints. She doesn't squint her eyes. She like closes her eyes and does like an exaggerated like open mouth thing and her lips sort of like flatten out and she goes. So she's doing that, but she had like flaming hot Cheetos. So it was sort of like this sort of like grotesque image of like this red, like semi-chewed, saliva-y, like Cheeto-ness.
Yeah, coming out basically, of mouth. Yeah. Nene opens her mouth and you see the depths of hell, basically. That's what happened.
So then Nene, you know, I had forgotten that this was such a pet peeve of mine because I think I actually mentioned this last season as something I really disliked about Nene, actually something I despise. And she does it again right now, which is that there's a knock on the door and Nene tells Giovanna, or as she calls her, Chocana. She's like, Chocana, go get that. And she goes, I mean, Giovanna, whatever your name is, which is hilarious. She goes, she's basically like, someone get the door. And Nene does that all the time. Anytime there's a knock, Nene will not get the door. You're just as far from the door as Giovanna is, and it's your room. Open your own damn door. She makes everyone always get the door. All the time. She's always bossing around people to do shit like that.
Yeah, she was calling her Giovanna because one of the girls last week couldn't remember her name.
Oh.
They called her Giovanna. So, of course, it's Tanya.
Yeah. Tanya's very excited.
Yeah, she's just very excited to be there. And before she gets in any trouble, she's like, Candy, guess what I call you? KMZ.
Yeah, because basically, excuse me, coffee burp. Candy is like, they're talking about like, how is it that Nene's exact letter to Cynthia, like the letter that she sent with like a platter of meats or whatever it was that she sent to Cynthia's like wine cellar thing, how did that exact letter wind up on B. Scott, who's like a big blogger?
Okay, well, what do you think about this? Okay, obviously Nene gave it to B. Scott, right? So she gave this letter to make herself look really good. But then Kenya last week was saying, well, obviously Nene did it to make herself look good and blah, blah, blah. So Nene's saying, no, Kenya did it. And she's just trying to make it look like I did it. It's very, yeah. We were just talking about Beverly Hills, but it's very like that storyline, you know? So we talked to the blogs, but they were doing it so to make it look like I did it, to make me look bad. But it really, it's such a convoluted way to make somebody look terrible.
True. Although it did make me question it, which is crazy because I was like, okay, obviously Nene sent this to make herself look good. But I also wouldn't put it past Kenya to snap a picture of the card at the event and then text that to someone, because Kenya is smart. She does play like that, and she would do that and then start like making it look bad for Nene. I honestly don't know, because I also don't believe Nene is truthful. So this is a very difficult call for me. I don't know. What do you think?
It's difficult because it's two monsters up against each other. You know, it's like, which monster do you pick? You're covered in slime either way. But B. Scott has been going off on Twitter, which is really funny. And B. Scott's like, oh, really? You don't talk to me? Then why did you invite me to the palace when Andy was in town? And, oh, really? You know, so B. Scott's kind of going for Nene, but not saying that Nene was the one who turned it in. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's so stupid. It's like another fight that we're going to get so into, I can tell, as it goes on, because it's never going to end.
Well, the other thing is that Nene is also like Lisa Vanderpump in that, like, Nene would say, I don't talk to bloggers, but she would have someone like Giovanna or like Brent or Greg send it in. So she's like, no, I don't talk to bloggers. Just how, like, no, I don't open doors. But technically, a door was opened in your room, and technically, like, someone from your camp probably sent it to B. Scott. Yes. So you know what? I'm back on thinking Nene did this. I think Nene did this. And that's why it's hilarious that Nene and Lisa Vanderpump have a low-level feud, because they really are the same person.
Yes.
In certain ways.
Well, the important thing to remember is that Nene came up with the idea for Pump. Nene...
Which had a car drive through its window yesterday.
Yes, a car that said, Boomer!
Boomer 3. But it was driven by, like, a younger guy with like a man bun. I don't know what's going on. Like, bad decisions. Apparently he was like making a left from Robertson onto Santa Monica. So he was heading east on Santa Monica Boulevard. He's making a left. And for those who don't know, that's that corner is where the restaurant is. And he lost control of his Ferrari and plowed into the front of Pump. You only lose control of your Ferrari if you're going like, I don't know, if you're speeding. Like, how do you lose control of your car where you're just making a simple left turn in an intersection? Which leads me to say that the guy's a douchebag. Man bun, yes. Ferrari, speeding.
I think his man bun just felt its calling, you know? It was passing pump and was like, chop, 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 chop. His man bun was just trying to get to work, you know?
That's true.
That's like that more than a U-turn. I mean, that was a crazy turn that he made into there.
Yeah, that was... It wasn't even a U-turn. He was just he supposedly was just making a left turn, and he lost control. Who has lost control while making a simple left turn from like a
Ben,
your car is not moving?
Who are you talking to? Last night I called Ben about crappy stuff, and so we were talking on the phone, and it was dark, and I was like, I'm going to make a U-turn. I don't think I turned on the right street because I'm in Texas, so it's really dark out here, and so I turned. I almost went into a ditch. Okay, I sat
there.
No,
that's different.
You're
doing a U-turn because U-turns have like an inherent level of risk and trickiness to them. You were also like you're already driving. This is broad daylight. You're stopped at an intersection and then you make a left into a lane. Like I understand that like accidents happen, but I'm just saying like how did your car go so fast so quickly? I mean, it's a Ferrari. That you like didn't make a simple left turn. You instead went essentially sort of like, I don't know, like northwest direction in like 1 second, enough that you could like plow into a restaurant and crash through the window. Like that's, you're crazy. You're a crazy person with a man bun.
The man bun crashed.
Glad I got that off my chest.
That was a crazy story. And Boomer.
Yeah, Boomer.
Okay, Boomer.
Yeah. Stupid.
That shit was so funny though. Okay, so the point is, Nini did who turned in the card? So Nini's saying, well, Cynthia was telling me that the card went missing, but then she found it again. Come on now. Like Cynthia's really sitting there like, where'd Nini's card go? Oh, here's Nini's card again.
Yeah.
Nini's card disappeared, but now here it is. Who cares? Why would Cynthia care that much about some stupid card lying around in a sea of gifts?
And why would she tell Nini about that? I thought that Nini said that she overheard Cynthia talking about that. But again, that seems like a very convenient fact that was put in there. So,
oh, Marlo told Nini that. Yeah. Marlo said that Cynthia said, oh, Jesus. Okay. Enough. So Portia is doing her makeup. Like, do you remember that you were just sobbing in therapy 2 weeks ago?
What the hell? Yeah.
Now this is the most romantic storyline in the world again. And we're all supposed to love the hot dog.
Yeah, no, I don't love the hot dog. Yeah, she's doing her makeup, and then Dennis FaceTimes, and he's like, I was like, something must be wrong, because he's like not in a tracksuit, and yeah, he's going to a funeral, so that's, I guess that's sad, but then she drops like the phone like drops into the sink, and she's like, oh, that just shows you're that good, or something like that.
Yeah, she's like,
doing something wrong.
You must be lying, because the phone fell.
Or it's because it's Dennis.
Yeah. Slippery.
Slippery, exactly.
So Todd and Candy are FaceTiming, and Candy is wearing black lipstick again. I don't know. I can't with the black lipstick. It's scary. I don't like it.
Scares you.
I'm not used to it. It's just not a norm yet, so I'm just not used to it. You know, it's like the first time you saw crimped hair, and you're like, what the hell? And you're like, oh my God, your crimped hair is amazing.
Yeah, exactly. Like low-rise jeans. So, so she's FaceTime with Todd, who at this point has probably like bought a sailboat that's like in the middle of Iowa.
Todd is opening a Mexican breakfast restaurant on a raft in like the Red Sea or something.
It's like in the Rockies. It's called like Mexifest.
Yeah. Oh, Todd.
A raft in the rock. Actually, that's where a raft would be. There are many rivers over there. He's still with though, but even still.
Oh,
so.
The old lady river gang.
And then Kenya talks to her baby, and then clearly the baby's even like, I don't want to talk to you anymore. I'm going to go be with daddy.
Yeah.
Daddy has terrible issues.
Yeah. She turns her head to the, she gives Kenya the back of her head.
Like, yeah.
Like, so then I'll let her go back to playing then.
This is Acast Recommends. Every week we pick one of our favourite shows, and this is one we think you're going to love.
Hello, I'm Roisin Devaché-Kane, Senior Editor at Women's Health, and I'm here to tell you about Going for Goal, the podcast to help you make good on the goals you want to achieve. Each week, with the help of our brilliant network of experts, we'll give you the tools you need to turn aspiration into action. From falling in love with exercise to mastering meal prep, we've got you. Search for Going for Gold now on Acast, Apple, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And hit subscribe to make sure you never miss an episode. Let's make 2020 the year that you go for goal.
Acast is home to the biggest podcasts from the UK and around the world. Subscribe to this show and hundreds more now via Acast or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm not going to turn my head away from.
You guys, MTV Siesta Key is back to heat up the winter. The original gang is back. But the dissolution of Siesta Key's it couple, Alex and Juliet, has left the friend circle divided.
Yeah, finally those two broke up. I was getting sick of that, okay? I was getting sick of Alex. You deserve better, Juliet. Now, when I say you deserve better, I don't know that I mean Robbie Hayes from The Bachelorette. But damn, I can't wait to watch him.
Yeah, he's going to be invading the scene and bringing all sorts of conflict and heartbreak and deception to the mix. I'm very excited. This is the heir to the hills, so how could we not be thrilled?
Oh yeah,
it's coming back Tuesday, January 7th at 8/7 central,
and you can catch all of the episodes up to now. You can just go catch up on it on mtv.com or on the app,
and don't forget to check out Siesta Key on Instagram and Twitter. So then we see Tanya saying the most Tanya thing ever. She goes, thank god I ate arugula for a week, now we can try these costumes on.
And she's with Portia, so they're, of course, screaming and squealing about everything.
You know, by the way, that Tanya was excited every time she had arugula. Oh, I wonder what's for lunch today. Arugula!
Arugula?
Oh, get myself every time.
Tangula, that's what I call it. Tanrugula.
That would make too much sense. Someone would say, hey, do you call it Tanrugula? She'd be like, no, I call it Tanya Tanrugula time. So they're trying on these costumes, and Tanya's going on about how her friend made these very special things because Canada has a very special carnival. And then Nene comes in, and Candy's like worried that she looks fat. And Nene's like, oh, Candy, yes, hips and booty, yes. Which,
yeah,
thanks. I feel a lot better now. Thanks.
Yovana declares about 15 different times that she needs Nair. I'm like, girl, why did you not take care of this before a cast vacation? This is why you will never be a full-time member.
Yeah. And they talk about her bush for a while. And then Cynthia, guess what Cynthia's talking about? Snake aid. There's a snake here. There's a snake somewhere in this room. And I'm just going to slide up to that snake. And I'm going to hiss at that snake and say, I don't want to get bit with my ass out. Snake, slither, snake, snake. I'm like, okay, Cynthia, jeez. Cynthia's really working that snake gate hashtag now.
She really is. So Nene, meanwhile, she has to leave in the morning because she has to host a comedy show in Dallas. So everyone look forward to that. But she still has like stuff that she needs to take care of, aka build back her army. So she basically sits Eva down to talk about things, and she goes, it's a typical Nene apology. She goes, anything I've done wrong, I just want to own my own stuff. But I don't understand what happened to you and I. For as long as I've known you, we've never had an issue. I'm like, that doesn't really sound like owning your own stuff, especially when you say anything I've done wrong. Like,
yeah,
it's just very needy.
Hey, do you want me to remind you? Eva was being stalked by an abusive ex who didn't know her address. And then you told her that she wasn't on microphone when she was on microphone because, you know, you're a terrible human being, as I've already said a million times. Okay, Nene? There you go. There's a reminder. And here's what I love when someone is really giving me a heartfelt apology. When they go, Ronnie, come over here. I want to talk to you. And then they lean back in their chair and keep on their mirrored sunglasses.
Yes, the entire time. The entire time.
Just and so Eva can see herself sucking up to Nene just to get back and get why I don't even know why I wouldn't. If I were any of these ladies, I would just stick to my guns and be like, thanks for that, and then not talk to her ever again. Get her out.
Exactly. And Eva's issue is that she felt like she was in a vulnerable place and thought she was having a private conversation, and it wasn't. And then when she confronted Nene about it, Nene had no remorse about it at the reunion, you know. And then she goes, and then on top of that, I got blocked on Instagram. And Nene goes, no, unfollowed. And then she laughs, to be fair.
And but Eva still says excommunicated, which is probably the best way to put it.
Yeah, exactly.
But then Nene says, well, you know, I just came to Canada because I used to have a sisterhood with these girls, and I just don't understand why. Okay, you came to Canada late. and you're leaving early, and you're sitting there leaning back with your mirrored
glasses
on.
With sunglasses on.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, that's all there is to say about that.
So Nini. They hug. Yeah, Nini. She's exhausting. So they hug, and Nini's like, well, I'm hoping I can have the same kind of reconciliation with, and you could just really fill in the blanks because everybody hates her at this point.
Yeah, and unfortunately, it seems like it's going to work because I think I said this on, like, a few weeks ago. There was a picture of, like, Portia on Nini's birthday. Portia put up a photo of her with Nini being like, big sister, we have a complicated love. I was like, no, Portia, no.
Yeah, ugh. We'll deal with that. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. Because
we'll cross that hot dog when we get there.
I guess where we're going to go now. The van!
The van! Arugula for everyone. I know everyone's a little hungry. Here's a pouch of arugula for you and a pouch of arugula for you. And, well, I ran out, so here's the mascarole.
Oh, and Yovana, nothing says struggle like a Kyle Richards fedora, Yovana. Okay?
I didn't even notice that she had a fedora on. I think I must have just, like, blocked that out.
So they're going to go do a Wacky Housewives event, and this one is being strapped to the top of the highest building in wherever, and scream that they're all afraid of heights.
Yeah, and all of them are like, hell no, no, and you know, Cynthia's like, I'm good, and Portia's like, I'm good, and Kenny goes, okay.
And Eva's like, can I do this while I'm pregnant? No. Aww.
Yeah. Guys, there's no better team building than risking our lives together as a group of sisters who just love arugula. Am I right? Am I right?
And she has to talk everybody into it. And I like how she says, guys, we've gone a little bit past the time that we've been allotted. She said it in some way like, guys, we're late. Let's like make up our minds and do this or not. Okay.
Yeah, and I like when she's like, guys, death becomes us. And Kenny goes, okay, you die and tell us what it's like.
And Nini says, I want to experience this with my family, not you guys. Okay, well, you're doing a great job, Nini.
Yeah, that's real nice. So it's like before they go up there, Candy and Yovana and Portia and Kenya are talking about, chatting, and they're saying how Nini apologized to Eva just before, and Kenya has the right read on it. She's like, well, Nini has no other choice than to seem like she's taking accountability because she's sitting over there on a dusty old island by herself and nobody will play with her, which is true.
Yeah, and then we cut back to Yovana talking to Portia, and she's like, well, Nini just wonders why she's good with everyone else now, but it just takes so long with you, Portia. Yovana, mind your bees, okay?
Yeah.
No one likes this. I mean, surely you've watched Housewives for years if you're trying this hard to be on it, but no one likes that.
And also, not everyone's the same person. Not everyone responds the same ways of things. Not every insult or not every, like, transgression is the same with every person, and everyone's allowed to heal it their own way. And, you know, Portia... Maybe Portia just has more of a sense of self than the other women.
Yeah, and then what did Eva say about her last night? Because Yovana says, there's stuff that Eva said about you last night, and I wouldn't be okay with that. And Portia's like, you know what? You don't have to react to everything.
It was the stupid thing about... Okay, so when, like, Candy and Eva were at the, like, a Home Depot or something, and then Candy mentioned that it comes back, I think, to that baby situation. And Eva was mad. Eva was mad at something Portia said. So Eva's like, she should stop minding her. She should, like, stop minding my business, start minding her own business and take care of whatever. It was something like that. Like, Eva said something like, basically, like, stay out of my business, right? She told that to Candy. Like, well, she should stay out of my business. More or less, that's what it was. And then Candy went and told Portia that Eva was saying these things, and Portia was like, Eva's fam, which was funny because it was just Eva responding to Portia's initial, like, initial shade or whatever it was that was happening. So then Portia confronted Eva about it upstairs. It was like, it was so stupid and, like, barely worth committing to memory, but that's what Yovana was trying to stoke again.
Oh, yeah. God, look what a week off does. I'm like, what happened 1 second ago?
It's hard. I mean, it's, like, not worth remembering.
Oh, yeah. My brain was like, no. My brain said no to that. So yeah. The ladies are strapped to the ropes, and Nini and Eva are hanging out together. And Eva's like, so, Nini, I know you like seafood tower. We're getting a tower then. And Nini's like, yes, seafood.
You know that Courtney was, like, very excited. Courtney from Below Deck, who's also Canadian, was probably like, my fellow country people, you have to do a seafood tower.
We seafood understand towers. Seafood towers. Seafood towers are having the moment on Bravo.
You know what? I'm not mad at it because you know what? I love a seafood tower too. I actually would love one right now.
Yeah.
They're great.
So then back to ladies strapped to ropes. And they're just this girl who is leading them all is like, you are great. You guys are wonderful. You are fabulous. You can do this. I believe in you.
I know.
Get out.
Yeah, she was like, you can look over the edge if you want. Don't be shy. It'll be okay. And I think, where Nini made me laugh. She's like, I like to ride the carousel. It doesn't go up and down hills. I just sit with my horses and listen to good music, and I'm fine, okay? That's all I want to do.
And then Eva, Seafood Tower. I just wrote down Seafood Tower a lot. Then this lady just keeps going on, like, come on, you can do it. You can walk backwards if you want. You are fabulous bonding women.
Candy's the only one who wants to do anything. She's like, sit now, Riley. I love hanging off of skyscrapers. Don't want no drama. Don't need no drama.
Hey, babe, I came up with a new business. People will get strapped to the top of the OLG, and then we'll lean them off of it.
Like, God.
Hopefully they don't fall down to that highway that's, like, next door to it. By the way, I don't think people appreciate that, like, when you go to OLG, it's, like, on the side of a highway. Or at least a very, very busy. It's maybe not a highway, but it's, like, a very busy street. Like, not a street where you can, like, pull over your car and park. It's, like, it's a thoroughfare.
Well, Candy is a thrill seeker. She said it. So there you
yeah.
go. So Eva and Nini are talking at the top of this tower thing. And Eva's like, well, okay, now we've had a conversation. But, you know, there's a couple of other people in this group who deserve a little conversation, too. And Nini's doing that pucker thing, you know.
Yeah.
She's, like, making faces, basically.
Yeah, she's, like, looking to see if there are any Cheetos that she can stuff into her mouth before she, like, opens it up again. So Nini's talking about Portia, and she's like, well, you know, I've always liked Portia. I just felt like I was a big sister to her, and I just wasn't getting the same thing back. Oh, come on, Nini, please. You were a big sister. You're an abusive big sister. You ever see Cinderella? You're, like, an evil stepsister kicking Portia into a fireplace.
And she brings up the closet thing again, like she's such a big victim. I was like, wow, really? Okay, you're going to bring up the closet thing. Is that the one where you broke the producer's tooth and, like, hit somebody? Like, what the hell? You were not the victim. And then they showed the text or the messages that Nini was sending Portia, calling her fat and saying, good night, big piggy.
Yeah.
You're fat, this and that. And so Nini has the fucking balls. She's like, well, you know what I got mad about with that texting is I'm messaging Portia, and then she shared those messages on social media. I mean, that's like sharing nude pictures with your husband, and then he shares them with the world. Mm-mm. No.
No, it's not. It's actually not. It's not. It's not. It's You're
like
a dumbass.
Nothing like that.
Nope. It's not like that. Maybe it is in the sense that, yes, there is a violation, but it's not like your dignity has been, I don't even want to say dignity, that adds so much judgment to it, but it's not the same, okay? I'm just going to say that, don't have to explain it,
abuse.
Not the same.
Yeah, it's flat out abuse. You were being abusive, and she shared the evidence when people asked her, you're a monster.
Meanwhile, up at the top of the building, Portia is now, like, on the edge. They're doing this, like, toes over Toronto thing. And Portia is now, like, gone to the edge of the building. And Tanya goes, you're a conqueror! A conqueror! Extra arugula for you tonight, girl!
And then cuts back to Nini, and she's like, well, the thing with Portia is that it was just so personal. She made it sound like I was fat-shaming her. And I was like, bitch, you were fat before you were pregnant. God, you're the worst! The worst!
She is truly terrible. Truly, truly terrible. So, Yeah, so, yeah, and then upstairs, the guide is like, all right, guys, we're going to do a new activity, and if you're feeling extra spicy, you can put your hand out like a superhero. Whoa, that's a lot of Toronto spice.
So once they finish, the girls are all screaming and hugging each other, like, oh, my God, we are true sisters now. Being strapped to the side of a building like that, and Candy's like, yeah, they're corny. Basically,
yeah, she's like,
cornballs.
Nope. Yeah. So now they all head back to the hotel in the van. And Yovana still needs Nair, by the way, because I guess there's no like Amazon Prime delivery up there. So she's in need of she needs Nair, or just maybe is there a salon she can get, like a waxing, like a nail salon where she can get this taken care of? Like, come on, Yovana, be creative.
So Portia is getting her eyes done in her room. And the bellman brings her some flowers, big bouquet of hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And,
as usual.
You know, of course, she falls for it. Now it's, you know, like we said before, now it's like the end of Cinderella. You know, I mean, Cinderella ended well, right?
Depends on who you ask. For some people, not so great. For some people, they're like, the maid stole my man. So
yeah, no kidding. God, Cinderella. Don't get us started on Cinderella.
And certain certain weird, like dark versions of Cinderella, like when those stepsisters they were cutting off their heels to fit into the glass slipper, it gets dark.
Oh yeah, the Into the Woods. Well, those are the Hans Christian those are the Grimm brothers.
Yeah.
And Into the Woods, that musical shows that part. The second act is like the second part of the fairy tales, and Cinderella and Snow White's husbands are both cheating on them. They're miserable assholes.
Oh, I saw that on Broadway with Mallory from Mallory or was it Valerie?
Mallory. Hey, Mallory. From
No. The mom from Too Close for Comfort played the witch.
Oh, I would pay to see Mallory.
It was not Mallory. I think maybe her name was... Oh, no, I'm sorry. Muriel. Muriel for Too Close for Comfort played the witch on Broadway, 1989. Yep.
I saw it on PBS Great Performances starring Bernadette Peters.
Yeah.
The greatest.
Yeah. No, Muriel took over for Bernadette Peters, unfortunately.
Wow. What a fall. Into the Woods. Yeah. That's the second act of Into the Woods. That's Into the Woods is the second act of life, like following up Bernadette Peters with the lady from Too Close for Comfort.
I would love it if they just had the entire cast. You get what's his face on there?
No.
Ted Knight and
no.
What's his name? We gotta say his name. Sorry.
He was
on Hollywood Squares.
Jim J. Bullock.
Thank you. That's it.
Aww. So Portia, let's see. So Portia gets
flowers
for this, and she calls her sister. Yeah, she gets flowers from Jim J. Bullock saying, sorry that I put you through that experience of seeing that other lady from Too Close for Comfort and Into the Woods. And she immediately calls her sister. I rewound it to make sure that they said her sister and not her assistant, because that was really shady when they put her Chiron as Portia's assistant.
Yeah.
Even though it's true. So Lauren is like, wow. Lauren's like, wow, Dennis knows how to find florists in other countries. Sorry.
I love that accidental Lauren voice. That was amazing. Wow. That was like amazing. And you were just going to keep going. You were going to keep going. I was like, no. That was hilarious. Lauren's like, yeah, he knows how to find florists in other countries because he sent flowers in Japan. I know like it's romantic when men send flowers, but when I don't trust it. I don't trust it at all.
They've always done something wrong. In this case, of course, he cheated, you know, so that's why he's sending flowers. It's like proving that true, you know, every time he's cheating or doing something wrong. Here's flowers in the middle of the day for no reason.
And then he sent a note that said, doggone it, I'm sorry. And did it say I'm sorry? I think it said I'm sorry, right? Did it say I'm sorry or did it say I love you? I don't know what it said, but it said doggone it, as in, but there was a hyphen, like doggone it. So my first reaction was like, oh God, he lost the hot dog business. But apparently, like, Portia interpreted it as, I'm no longer in the doghouse. I was like, I think he means that your free hot dogs are are expiring, and you need to start working again if you want them.
Also, this is the season that Dennis is being accused of bestiality, so I don't know why he's putting that on his card. I don't know if he's heard that gossip. Or...
Yeah. Just Which like... really, I'm like a little upset that we didn't nominate that for some sort of crappy award. The strange... really not very well addressed bestiality rumor that's just lingering in this season.
Yeah. No, it's like you're already putting dog on your like makeup cards. I get that you have a hot dog business, but wow.
I would love a hot dog right now, though, Dennis. Yeah.
He put it because he's in the doghouse.
It's like, So Tanya is laying clothes out on her bed and there's wacky music playing.
Which yeah.
cracks me up.
Bed of arugula, you should say. Let's be honest.
Yeah, the famous Alan Lazar song, Arugula.
I wonder about arugula. So, so she's picking out her outfit. And then Paul, is there a fiance or husband? I forget.
They said fiance. I thought she was married, but
I can't remember. But he shows up.
Paul, yeah.
Yeah, he shows up. It's like, but then like right behind him, like it's like the Grudge reboot is happening and it's starring Dennis because he just like appears out of nowhere and the music's like D-dong! She's like,
it's like, Dennis, what are you doing? Oh, I'm on the ground. I can't take it. So she's literally falling on the ground and Dennis is like, I had to come get my lady back.
I hate that. I hate that Dennis is doing this because Portia said that she was looking forward to like girls weekend, having fun, getting her freak on. She could like maybe flirt with some guys, whatever. And then he just comes and he's going to ruin it because he decides that he is going to win her back. Like, no, it's not up for you to win her back. It's up for her. Like, this is on her terms and you're not letting it be on her terms. It just really annoyed me.
Well, I guess, but it's Portia too. So Portia's already back. You know, she's like, okay, I was mad at him on camera for a few episodes. It's all over now. So she's
So Dennis is like, he's brought a ring because he's gonna give the ring back and everything. So he brought the ring, and Tanya's like, oh my god, I'm so excited for you two to get back together. How are you gonna do it? And he goes, I don't know.
Did he not just show you the gigantic ring? That's really all the words Portia needs.
Right? I think he's just going to rely on that big personality of his.
Okay, so let me see here. We keep cutting back and forth to Portia. Sorry. Oh, Laura. No, not you. It's me, because this episode keeps cutting back and forth to these scenes like something really exciting is happening. But it's just Portia still on the phone with Lauren. And Lauren's like, hey, I think I said that you guys shouldn't be talking to each other during therapy. And she's like, uh-oh, girl, there's no connection. I can hear you.
Nope, no connection. It says point. Hang up.
Now it's like...
Van! It's time for the van!
Van! Yeah, Tanya's already gone ahead to her cocktail party, which is, like, where all her friends and family are, so she's pretty much, like, putting in, like, quality time with her real friends, etc. And so everyone else is on the van, and Kenya starts, like, making fun of Tanya on the bus, like, doing an impersonation, which, of course, Nini's ignoring. And then this turns into a classic, like, let's imitate each other scene.
Yeah. Kenya tells Portia to go next, and Portia puts her, you know, starts taking selfies of herself and just doing Cynthia, basically.
But it's not far from just Portia doing Portia, by the way.
I know. It's a funny thing for Portia to notice about somebody else.
It is. It really is. So they're all doing it. Like, Candy does Nini. Cynthia does a pretty funny Marlo, actually, and Eva does Yovana, which I thought was like low-hanging fruit, but then it's like Yovana's turn and then the music just stops, so we just know it's gonna be a disaster, and she starts doing Portia, and it's like, uh-oh, this is not gonna go well.
Yeah, well, she kind of bends over so her butt's sticking out, and then she just keeps saying, anybody have chicken, anybody have chicken, anybody have deviled eggs, anybody have deviled eggs, anybody have deviled eggs, anybody have chicken, which is like, bitch.
Like, I'm not about to be asking anybody for deviled eggs because everybody's deviled eggs ain't no good or are no good.
Yeah, she said, everyone's deviled eggs are not that good. And then I had to stop and think, I was like, you know, I've had a bad deviled egg, but God, I love a deviled egg. So then she burps, which is perfect. And then she's mad at Yovana for saying that she eats chicken all the time. She's like, I ask for chicken all the time. And Yovana says, you ask for food all the time. She goes, I don't know if I ask for chicken. Of course, the only one to get offended is Portia.
Yeah.
Because so now and deviled eggs.
Sounds delicious to me. So now they all show up at this cocktail party, and Tanya, of course, is like, oh my God, what took you guys so long? My God.
So they basically talk about Tanya's friends being there, and everyone from high school, grade school, college, kindergarten, preschool. Oh, it's everybody. And Portia's like, why would you move from here? People are so sweet. Well, guess why, guys? Because Paul.
So then Portia's like, okay, so cheers to, is it Tanyanto? Tanya's like, no, it's Tanyada. Like, both are terrible versions.
It's not, I think she said it's Tanya time in Canada. It's like, yeah, actually, like, Tanyanto oh, is actually better.
Oh, I thought she said Tanada. Oh. It could have been.
It even has one of those lit signs from the Ross or the Marshalls that says "Tanya, time in Canada."
Tanyanto makes my soul hurt. Tanyanto, that's like really a terrible mashup.
So Portia goes off to get a drink, and so the girls are kind of split up into groups talking. Portia is with Candy and Kenya.
Yeah.
And they're talking about Snakegate.
Yeah, Snakegate. Yeah, and yeah, basically Kenya wants to know who's the bitch who recorded it, the conversation. And so so Portia's like, well, we canceled Yovana out. And Kenya's like, No. I don't know her like that. I'm not canceling her. So they're like, okay, we're gonna go, like, she's like a snake. And Portia's like, you know, snakes get bothered when you mess with them, so let's go bother Yovana to see what's gonna happen. And so they divide up into three camps. It's basically like Kenya's going to be played bad cop. Portia's like bad slash nice cop. And Candy's going to be quiet cop. Quiet cop.
Portia's version of good cop, bad cop. Wow.
Good bad cop, nice bad cop, and quiet cop.
So then we get a commercial break. So then when we come back, Portia's like, Yovana, here's a mixed drink. And she's like, what is it? I don't know. It's just a mixed drink. Yeah. That's kind of suspicious. Nah, it's a mixed drink. It's mixed. It's like, what the hell?
Yeah, more like insistent cop. So then we then cut over to Marlo and Nini, and like Marlo and Nini and Cynthia are sort of sitting in the same area, and Marlo's like, hey Nini, Cynthia called me to say thank you for the card and the platter, and what did you want to say, Cynthia? And Cynthia's like, I wanted to say thank you. Nini's yeah. Like, oh, you're welcome.
She's like, thank you. It was sweet. And I had that card, and then I lost the card, and then I found the card again. So hashtag cardgate avoided.
Yeah. And Cynthia's like, yes, I told Marlo to text you because obviously, like, we're blocked. So, yeah. And we learned that basically Cynthia blocked Nini. So then Nini blocks Cynthia in return. And Cynthia goes, typical Nini, tit for tat. I blocked her, and she blocked me back. I'm like, you know, I'm not going to be often on Nini's side. But if you block someone, I think it's like, oh, I think that's like, that's an okay time to be petty and be like, fine, I'll block you back. I think yes. That's okay.
And of course, Cynthia always trying to act like she's so innocent, but she was the first, after all this, she was the first one to block Nini. Come on, Cynthia.
Cynthia, don't be mad that Nini blocked you after you blocked her. Come on now, Cynthia.
So then they're friends again. So Cynthia shows her the ring, you know, and they're, you know, they're best friends again. I don't get this show sometimes, really. I don't get it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't get it. Stay strong, Cynthia.
Yeah. So Yovana knows something's fishy with the other girls. And she's like, well, I'm just watching the dynamics of how you guys operate. And there's a lot of foo-foo going on. Everyone's pretending to be real. You know what foo-foo is, right? Do I need to get it embroidered on a jacket? Do I need to glue some fake diamonds to a jacket to say foo-foo for you to get it?
Nilu from Top Chef just burst in. I love foo-foo. Foo-foo. I love foo-foo. Get out of her, Nilu. She loves foo-foo. Yeah, so yeah, Portia's basically, they start talking about how like nobody likes snakes when they come around, you know, and apparently somebody recorded Cynthia talking crap about Nini. They're basically trying to like rattle Yovana. And I mean, she does seem rattled. I still think Yovana looks super guilty personally.
Yeah, of course. I don't know who it has to be. Yovana, right? So anyway, Yovana says that she knows who it is, but she's not going to tell.
Right, which is what you say when you're caught, but you want to deflect. So she's like, she's not going to tell. And so Portia is really clever. She goes, well, if you know someone who recorded Cynthia and you're not telling, you're the one who's being faked now. Because Yovana was the one saying that, like, oh, people aren't real in this group. No one's real. So now Portia's like, well, you're the one who's not being real because you're not saying who recorded it, even though you say you do know.
I think that somebody who's recorded a conversation and then leaked it or whatever isn't really worried about their moral standing, but okay.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And then guess what? Dennis is coming. I'd like to thank everybody for Canada being amazing. Canada, I'd like to thank Canada for being Canada. Okay? Tanya time in Canada. And Dennis is there to upstage Tanya at her own party.
Yeah, because he starts like ambling through the crowd. Like it's like a slow moving, like he just like this slow moving creature just like wading through. He's like that. You ever see that movie Spirited Away, and there was that like character No Face who just sort of like lumbers around behind the girl and goes That's basically what he is. He's just lumbering around and he sort of comes through wearing his fanciest blazer tracksuit.
Da-dum, 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 da-dum. And that is it.
Yeah, he gets down on a knee and it's like, to be continued. And next week, maybe the hotel fight? Not sure.
But I like that they put Dennis going down on one knee in the same flashes that they use for Nini beating somebody up in a closet. Where it's like, flash to black, doom. Getting on a knee. Flash to black, doom. Taking her hand. Flash to back. It's like, okay. Is this terrifying? Yeah. Or I guess it is kind of terrifying. It's Dennis. It's Portia about to fall for it again.
Everything's going down in Toronto, guys. Mm-hmm. It's all happening.
Well, thanks for joining us for Tanya Time in Toronto.
Oh, Tanyanto. Tanyanto Maple Tanya Leafs.
We'll be back later with Married to Medicine and, you know, Vanderpump Rules is coming up, Crappens on Demand, bonus episodes, etc. Go to watchwhatcrappens.com to find the link to go vote for the Crappy Awards. And happy 2020.
Yeah, happy 2020, guys. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
WD Black Storage Solutions provide the performance, capacity, and reliability to help you stay in the game and play without limits. Level up your PS4 or Xbox with our storage solutions with larger capacities and higher performances. Never delete a game again with up to 5 TB capacity on our portable drives. Save 5% on selected WD Black P10 gaming hard drives when bought with any game console, game, or accessory with promo code WDBLACK5. Visit the WD Black range at curries.co.uk.
This is Acast Recommends. Every week we pick one of our favourite shows, and this is one we think you're going to love.
Hello, I'm Roisin Devaché-Kane, Senior Editor at Women's Health, and I'm here to tell you about Going for Goal, the podcast to help you make good on the goals you want to achieve. Each week, with the help of our brilliant network of experts, we'll give you the tools you need to turn aspiration into action. From falling in love with exercise to mastering meal prep, we've got you. Search for Going for Goal now on Acast, Apple, or wherever you listen to your podcasts, and hit subscribe to make sure you never miss an episode. Let's make 2020 the year that you go for goal.
Acast is home to the biggest podcasts from the UK and around the world. Subscribe to this show and hundreds more now via Acast or wherever you get your podcasts.